our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. And ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we have need to speak, not to speak anything. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. Thank you again for joining us at Fountain of Life, and God bless you. I'd like to continue on with this passage here in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 1 with the thoughts we've had about how that God has met with us in our afflictions, how that as we've seen our need and we've come to Christ, how that we have a wonderful new relationship, and how that then we become servants of Christ by the desire of our heart. We desire to please him. And now I'd like to review that transaction in this little passage here. And this is a great passage because it shows us how to bear the gospel. It shows us how to receive the gospel. And it shows what happens after the gospel has been received. So let's go back over it again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Our gospel came not unto you in word only. You know, too many times, beloved, there are those that only preach, that only speak in the power, in the shall we say the appeal of a man. It's a fleshly thing. But anyway, it's the appeal of a man. It's the charisma of a man, but it's soulish. It's not spiritual. That's the word I was looking for. That Watchman Nee uses the word soulish when he talks about a person who's not broken before God, who's not truly a spiritual man, but the word comes forth only in word. But it says here, as Paul writes to the Thessalonians, he said, our gospel, the gospel we preached, wasn't just in word, but in power and in the Holy Ghost, in authority, in that clear unction from on high, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. And as you know, what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And beloved, we need to live such a life that people look at us and they know what manner of person we are, and they know too that we are different from the world. They just look at us, they speak to us, they interact with us, and they say, you know, there's something different about that man or that woman. And maybe they don't call us a brother or sister, but they just know that there's something not of the world, something otherworldly. And that's the life that Paul lived before the Thessalonians. It says, you know what manner of men we were among you. So how to bear the gospel in power, in assurance, in confidence, and in carefulness. Okay? So they're careful as they bear the gospel, so that the gospel is not corrupted for their carelessness. And then it says in verse 6, ye became followers of us and of the Lord, more importantly, having received the word in much affliction and in joy of the Holy Ghost. You know, that's how to receive the gospel, is much affliction. Too many times, beloved, there are those that receive the gospel and they don't receive it in much affliction. They receive the gospel and it right away wipes away any little beginnings of a sense of dread, of a sense of need. Beloved, we must experience a sense of dread that we need to have a Savior in order to receive the Savior. In other words, too many times the process is shortcut. Perhaps someone is by clever word, some kind of personal charisma, someone is convinced to become a follower, but it's not much affliction. And here it says here, you received the word in much affliction and with joy of the Holy Ghost. So how to receive the gospel is to agonize and then to rejoice. And then what happens next? It says you were examples, ensamples, to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. You know, the Great Commission is to go forth, and to go forth into the area right around us, into a greater area, into an even larger area, until the gospel goes forth to the uttermost parts of the earth. And so what happens next? What happens naturally when we are followers of the Lord Jesus, when we've entered into this relationship? I talked about the sonship. We talked about being the bride of Christ. We looked at all those blessed relationships. And then what happens next is that we become examples. And then look at verse 8. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. Isn't that a blessing? It sounds out. It rings out. The word is exitio, and it means to ring out. It's a word that's an active word. It's an action word. And of you sounded out the word. So, beloved, that's the next step. And I don't know, they have an expression about a person that loves to fish. You know, they say, well, either he's at the stage of catching any fish, or then many fish, or then trophy fish, you know, or then a specific fish, right? And I don't know if I quite go with all of that, but, you know, one thing is true. We come to the Lord and we're first astounded at the goodness and the graciousness of God, and then we begin to rejoice at the love of God, and then we want to follow in obedience. But, you know, shortly at the end of that, shortly at the as that goes on, we should come to this point too, where in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad. It sounds out. And so, beloved, let your faith sound out. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's the same concept, you know. Let our faith sound out to all those who meet us. So I hope you're encouraged here this morning. I very much like to hear any feedback you have. You can use Mailbox 99 as a voicemail. You can go through the menu there and leave us a voicemail if you'd like to. And so God bless you today as you go about your day.